Yeah, and Daf Yud Amid Aleph, after the first third of the Amid, Iboilo, Chilas Biya Kaine, Oisaif Biya Kaine. What is Kaine, the Chilas Biya or the Saif Biya? Nafkemine, what's a Nafkemine? Kigain Shehelebo, he made Hara, which is Chilas Biya. Uposhta yada vikibla kiddushin le'acha. After the hara, she was mekabel kiddushin from someone else. That's one nafkamina. So if tchilas biya is koine, so she's not mekudish to the second person, she's already the ishes harishin. If tchilas biya is not koine, so she's the ishes hasheini. So the Saif Biyah will not be, she will not be nicknamed to the boil by the Saif Biyah. That's one nafkamina. Inami l'koyin godu. There's another nafkamina by a koyin godu. The kokoni b'sula b'biyah. Can he be koyin a b'sula b'biyah? My. Hey, so what's a nafkamina? If you hold tchilas biyah koyin. So it comes out that he's making a be'ila in the psula. So that's isha b'psula yikach. If you hold saif biya kaine, so it comes out she became already a be'ula ayidei tchilas biya. So he's not allowed to be mekadish an isha with biya because she's already a be'ula Ayidei Tchilas Biyah, so he's making a Kenyan Biyah in a Ba'ula. Omar, Max, so what is the din? Omar Ameima Mishmei Derove Kol HaBoyol Daitoy Al Gemar Biyah. Kol HaBoyol Daitoy Al Gemar Biyah. So Poshet Baisto is that Saif Biyah is Koine. That's how we are Poshet the Shaila. Let us see Rashi. Tchilas Biyah Koine. Be'erison, we're speaking about Erison. Perhaps we'll see in Tosfos what Rashi is coming to tell us over here. Inami l'koyin godol, imuta l'kadish b'biyah. I'amret tchilas biyah koyne, muta. So he's being boyel apsula. V'im soif biyah koyne, nimtseis bu'ulo mishas haro, Shaloi l'shem kedushin. So she's a be'ula mishas haro. Shaloi l'shem kedushin. That the he was boil that the haro was shaloi l'shem kedushin. Basirolei the siv psula me'am of yikach. Let us see Taisvitz. Kol ha'boil daitoy al gemar biya. Tame the bepeire kabal yevimtoi yalfinon the isha niknes lebailo baharo osya kicha kicha me'arayis the zegzeres of it. Just like by arayis mekoiro hero, so we learn out that hero is a teres biya. So hu adin an isha is nikne bebiya. Ishanik is the Bible and Exer Shava Kicha Kicha. Vero Hainu Tchilas Biya. It's our Gemara class of Tchilas Biya is Kaine, and the Gemara learns out from Exer Shava that Haro is Kaine by Nashus Ish. Vahoche Masik, the Saif Biya Kaine. Vahim Arashba. Tchi Omrinan Haro Kaine. Hainu Bishaloi Osa. Ki'im haro, he only made haro, upirish miyat, demuchach shaloi hoyo bedatoi liknois bigmar biye. Because he was pirish miyat, avol hochi mairi, shegomar biyosi. Here we're speaking about shegomar biyosi. The oz loikoni baro, Kivin shedaitoi al gmar biya. Since it's daitoi al gmar biya. Aloshim echir de koma kolaboyo ולקום על כל המערה. But it means if he was boiled, he made a gemar bia, then his daitai al gemar bia. But if he'll make a ro, then he'll take it bikoine with the haro, and that is the gemar in Yevomitz. But Yevom tirit, o de niknis baro, haino bimeforish sharoitza liknois baro. Is speaking about that he says he wants to be kind of bero, avo bestam daitoi al gemar bia. Now, l'chayre, we have here two terutzim. We have a gemara in Yevomis that says that haro is kind of aishas ish. And here it says daitoi al gemar bia. So the Rivom says the Gemara is there speaking about if he was Pirish, he wants to be Koine with her. I will bestam daite al Gemar bi. And the Rashba says that Gemara is speaking about it was Pirish Miyad. So Lachaire, the Rashba and the Rivom are saying the same thing. Lachaire. No, they're just saying it was two cases. He's saying that the Rashba is saying speaking that was Pirish, and then the Rivom says he was Meforish, that he wants to be kind of Beharo. It's very modern, it should be the same thing, just saying it in two different Eifanim. Now, it could be that there's a tremendous machlokes between the Rashba and the Rivom. Rabbi Kiveger in the Chuvis in Simon Reishchav Beis Ois Yud Dalet brings down a ritve in Seif Masechtes Kedushin that there the Gemara says as follows that a person who's bo ala chaysoi asa zayna chazar bo aleo. So she becomes a halola. He says halolas is from Isurei Kohune. So the Ritva says, why do you need chazar abola? L'chayre with the haro, she should become a zayne. But l'chayse, it says chay v'krisa, she becomes a zayne. With the gemar bia, she becomes a halola. As they frak the Ritva. Look the Ritva. Dechi amrinen dehara shma bie vechayev haynu kshepirish v'leigamar biyosei. In fact, if it was pirish, then so with dehara she becomes a zayne. Avol kshegamar daitoi al gemar bie. When it's daitoi al gemar bie, so she first becomes a zayne by the gemar bie. Because daitai al gemar bia. Fregt Rabbi Kiveger, v'tamua haif shaykh linyin he iser daitai. So fregt Rabbi Kiveger, so what is the Ritva saying over here? That we're asking Akasha that she should be a zayna chalo. He says, no, if he wasn't pirish, so memele, so she won't become a zayna with the haro, she'll first become a zayna by the daitai gemar bia. So Rabbi Kiveger, so how, what does Daita have as Shaykhes with Isurim? So Rabbi Kiveger says that Pshat and the Ritva is as follows. That the Emerson, in order that a Ro should have a Shem Bia, you have to be Machshevit. So if it's Pirish, not Meforish. He was Pirish. He made Aron, he was Pirish. So then we see, by him, Haro has a Chshivis of Bia, he's Machshivit. So he's Machshiv this for Bia, so it gets a Torah's Bia. But Kol HaBoyel Daitei Al Gmar Bia means, normally, it does never have a Chshivis of it. It's only a Psa HaScholas HaBia. But it doesn't have a Chshivis of a Bia. So Memeil doesn't have a Shiva Sabir, so therefore a Koyin, a Baal, a Choysoi, so it won't say she becomes a Zoyne with the Hara, and she'll become a Halola Big Mabi. That's how Rabbi Kibbeger wants the same shot in the Ritva, even though the Loshim of the Ritva is Avok Shegomar Daitoy Al Gmabi. So Daitoy Al Gmabi means something else in Gansan. That means that then if he wasn't Mashiv Daro, so does never Torah's be. So that's that is the Machloikis. I think there's a Machloikis, the Rashban, the Rivam over here. He says, Toysvus Esther Kasha. Taisvis Esther Kasha with Agamor Klaus of Trilis Bias Koine, so Bias Koine. And Trilis Bias means Haro. So Taisvis asks, we have a Gemor in Yevomis that Haro is Koine. So the Rashba says it's speaking about that, the Rashba says it's speaking about that he would, the Gemor in Yevomis is being the Rus Pirish after the Haro. So that's why the Rashba is like this Ritva that Rabbi Kibbeger brought down. That a Ro has a shame be if you match of it. If you match of the Ro and you're pirish afterwards, so then there's a shame be. But if you say, I want to be kinder with the Ro, and you weren't match of the Ro, you made a Gmar be, so then color boiled down, then it doesn't have a Teres be, it doesn't have a Shivis of be. So that is what the Rashba, the Rivom says, no, Haro is only to be, you don't have to be machshivit in order that it should have a Teiras Bia. Haro is a Teiras Bia. Now, Agamora means, Daitoi, Agamora means the Das and Kinyan. Normally when a person makes Bia, so the Das is stomach. The Das is wants to be kinder with the Gemabi, unless he says Befeirish. But he said, I want to be kinder with the Ro. Then he's talking kinder with the Ro. So that's Lechere, that's the Machloikis, the Rivom and the Rashba. Now, according to the Rivom, Lechere, there's another Ha'or over here. So according to the Rivom, Be'emison, Ha'ro is a Teres B, you don't have to be Machshavit. We say a cloud that kol aboyel. Normally, if he doesn't say anything, I say daitay al gemar bia. No, he wants to be kind of with the gemar bia. So there's no das kinyan on the ro. No, he doesn't want to be kind of with the ro. So he's not kind of with the ro. Is kan shayel aben? The Gemara said that this. What's the nafka mean if he's kind of with a ro with gmar bia? If a kohen gadol can be kind of an isha with bia. See, if you hold gmar bia is if you hold that chilas bia is kind of, he can be kind of. If you hold gmar bia is kind of, so he can't be kind of. So lechere kan shayel aben. If you have a kohen gadol, we're talking about, that's boil a psula. Now, we'll give him a questionnaire, but he doesn't have to say the temole. You know, you're a kind god, she's a psula. If you're going to be kind of big marbi, you know, there's an issa the rice of isha bifsula yikor. Now, between you and me, what do you want to be kind of? Bareinu a kind god, you want to be kind of with chilis bia, saif bia, gmar bia. So Agamara says, "Kol apoyl date al gmar bia." So therefore, a kain godol can't be kaine with bia because date unless or say beferish. But if he doesn't say beferish, he say date al gmar bia. That's a shtickle of modern meise. Good stuff. People is date al gmar bia, but by him of the nisor de reise. So that's a shtickle haore. Lechere, I mean, it seems the Gemara was poishet to Shaila, that Kohen Gadol cannot be Kohen and Isha with Bia. Here I have a Nansad, Yitzicha Date Al Tchilas Bia. I think they bring down from Rabbi Kibbeger. Rabbi Kibbeger says as follows, that it says by Yisurei Kune, says a Loshen Rabbim. So the Gemara says, from here we learn how that Uzaru Psulois Linase Liksherim. That means the issa of a grusha lekayin or an amon lekayin gadol is not only on the kayin gadol; it's on the grusha also. It's on the grusha, it's on the amon. She's also a Muslim. Fine. Haras lifnei iver. She's Muslim. That's a missa. Just like a kayin gadol can't marry an amon. Amon can't get married to a kayin gadol. That's tafka on the lavin. Vayikochu, so we're marbe that ish is mitzvah on the lavikohune. So huzaru psula is linosa l'ksheilim. He says, but what about the eser ish b'psula yikoch that the kohen gadol is mitzvah to marry psula? That's his eser. She's not mitzvah. So, if there's a din of kol ha-boyel baitei al gmar biyeh, so that means normally there's a man sadi when there's a kol ha-boyel, unless you say befeirish nitzah, but normally there's a man sadi kol ha-boyel baitei al gmar biyeh. So this anan sadi goes on her and on him. I mean, that's the normal kavone. So Achille, you'll say that he doesn't want to be kind of Bigmar Bia because he'll be over on Issa. But you don't have the Anan Sadi on her. She's not over on the Issa. The whole Issa Lo Yikochu is only on the Lavin of Kohune. And then we have a Lo Yikochu that she's also Musa. But on the Issa, so Lechere, she is not Mitzvah in the Issa. With Lifnaiva, you have to know. But Al Koponim, But let's forget about Lifnei for a minute. So Memele, so it's not too bad. Our Gemara, that means normally there's an ansadi that the das of both parties involved are to be that the kinyan should be bigmar biya. So Memele, Afilu will say legabi him we have an ansadi wants to be kind of betchilas biya, but by her you don't have an ansadi. Was Geiteron, what is she different than all other women? So by her you have the Sama Mele, so as this Anan Sadi Lagabi her, Kalaboyal Dati Al Gmar Bia, Sama Mele, Kain Godel will not be permitted to marry a Psula with Bia, unless he says Befeira, she wants to be Kain with her God. And that's what the Ribam says. If you say the Pabali, you want to be Kain with her loss, and then you attack a kainu with her loss. That's the Gemara in Yibomitz. The Rebbe Netam Tiritz, the Achei Shen Nisrapsa Haro Ki Gmar Biye. Since, Fakert, our Gemara is going after the Gemara in Yibomitz. The Gemara in Yibomitz told us that what? That Haro is kainu like Gmar Biye. In Cain, Kol mokem shemaskir biye. So wherever in Chazal it says biye, baro koma. I mean, biye means haro. That's the taich biye. Vahochi koma. So now the shaila of our gemara is tchilas haro koine, oy besayf haro koine. So what is koine? Tchilas haro, oy besayf haro. Uleman de yoma haro zu achnoses hatore de shayich bo tchila besoif. But that is the shayla. So the Gemara in Yevomis has no shayches at all with our Gemara. Forget that the Gemara in Yevomis only touched up what the touch be it. That the taich biya is just like Kechvei said, there's a klal achila bekezayis, so biya is beharo. Achnosas haTorah. So that's the taich. Now, Agamah is klaring gashayla. Is the tchila kaina, is the seif kaina. And if there's one mahalach in achayinim, and let us just learn like that for practical purposes, so be'emesin, the shayla is negeya b'chola terikula. That means, good, now I know haro is koine. Haro means achnosis ator. Doesn't mean achnosis kol ator, doesn't mean achnosis mixis ator. Forget so it's a shayla. Wherever wherever it says Haro, what does Haro mean? Does it mean the Tchilas Achnosis Hato, the Seif Achnosis Hato? The Rabbeinu Nisim Goyim Tiritz, Dahi Di Yevomis Ayri Acha Kedushin. Rabbeinu Nisim Goyim, he says, till now we learned that's upkefrek, that's klar, that the Gemara says in Yevomis that Anisha is nikne beharo. So now we have a problem with our Gemara. Rabbeinu Nisim Goyim says, there's no such thing, Anisha is not nikne with, that's our Gemara shayla, if Anisha is nikne beharo or not. And our Gemara is poishet, Anisha is not nikne beharo, finished. The Yevomis Ayri Acha Kedushin. The Gemara there speaking about after kedushin, they oisai hero avi kenesue kemay chupe de lache kedushin. Forget that Gemara is speaking about hero after erison, and just like chupe makes nesuin, hero also makes nesuin. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says that hero after erison makes nesuin. But that's mother shtel too, just like by a yevome, she's a zekuke by medes, Allah helps also by a yevome. I think that's, so here also, an arus is a zekuke by medes, Allah helps. In dachsech mir, that is pshat na rashi also. Tchilas bia koine beirisin. That's dachsech rashi wants to say like Rabbeinu Nissen Goyim. He says, "Hey, there's a Gemara in Yevomis." Yeah, the Gemara is talking about the Nesuin. It's talking about. But our Gemara is claiming by Eirisin what's the din, and that's from that pshat and Rashi. The kashel of pirusha, the kicha gabi kedushin ksiv. Uloi ma'iri bechupa klal. The Gemara says over there that aro is kainen. The Gemara says loin out kicha. You learn out from arayis. You learn that kicha kicha. No, kicha is speaking about erison. It's not speaking about nesuin. So that is the kasha that Taisi says by the nesuin goyim. But the Miri in Yevamis wants to say a teretz. It says in Pasuk, Mi asha eris isha v'loy lekocha. What does lekocha mean over there? Nesuin. Doesn't mean erison. So, what's this kicha kicha in Yevomis? Doesn't mean ki yikach ish isha. It means the lekocha that it says by in the parsha. Isha eris isha v'loy lekocha. So we see lekocha can mean nesuin. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that haro can make a kinyan nesuin. Zogt the Gemara baita. Iboilo. Bia nisuin aisa oi erisin aisa. Does bia make nisuin? Does bia make erisin? Nafkimino. That's a nafkimino makes erisin nisuin. Liyosha vlatamalo vlahofer nidoreo. It's nafkimino bia. If she's in nisuin, so he yarshins, he's metameta, lahofer nidoreo. And if it's erison, so all these three things can't be. I'd like to mention Rambam says Perik Yud Halacha Aleph from Ilchas Ishus as follows: Ha Arusa Asura Labayla Midivrei Seifrim. Calls man shehi bebeis aviyo. And Arusa is also. Ba'abo al Arusa soy bebeis chomov, makenoi say, makis mardus. Ba'afilu im kitcha bebiyo, ba'afilu is mekadish tarusa bebiyo, also loy lovi oleo biyashniya bebeis aviyo, atche yovi oiso lo soich beisoy, biyishyache dimoy, viyafrishen oloy. V'yichot zehu anikro knisa l'chupe v'hu anikro nisuin b'chol moke. So the Rambam says that there's a nisa medivrei soifrin abal urusose bebeis chomov is also machanos makis madim. You need nesuin and arus. Asha also lono as arusus. We say in the birchas erisin. Veitalon nesuris lono idei chupa vekedushin. So arusus are also. But the Rabbi Magid says, but the Rambam throws in that even though it's mekadosh abediyi, still also. So the Rabbi Magid says, the Rambam made a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara clears a shayla, eiris in oisa, nesu in oisa. Lamein af kemine? Well, so for Yersho, for Tamelo, lafors nedoreo. So why did Moshe not in af kemine? If he's permitted to be by a law. It's another nafkemine. Asa lona sarusus, vita lona sus lona, aide chupa vikadushin. I mean, it's a lona sus lona. So you have to know, she's in a suwa now. So vaisto is vana gemore, that was the dik of the Rambam. Vafilom tim tzalaim in a suwa now, you say, asa lova yoleo, because you need mesira lechupa. That's it's very interesting. I mean, it's a merodic edik that the Rambam had from our Gemara, because our Gemara was looking for nafkeminis, so Lachel is another nafkemine. So my story is that's not nafkemine. So Reb Chaim is Mavaya, what is Take Pshat, and how do we split the hair? We be in the Suin Aisha. And the Bafal P came, it's also. So Reb Chaim says there's two inyonim. There's one inyon, this kinyonei nesuin. And in kinyonei nesuin, so B is a kinyon olim, so you get kinyonei nesuin with B alone. So melch yosha, metamala. But then there's another halacha in chupa, not the kinyon of chupa. No, the maisa of chupa is mata bia. Vita lono anesuis lono. This is not totally in the kinyon of chupa. Al yedei chupa v'kedushin, this is a mata. The matzav of chupa, havole beisoi, is a mata. Is a mata on the iso bia. So memele, this doesn't have to the kinyon. So our Gemara is claiming a shayla in the kinyan of bia. It could be bia is every chuppah has two things. It has a kinyan that you get kinyan in the suin. It's yerushim et tamula, and also there's a maise chuppah which is mater bia. So the achnasal rishusai. So bia alone only could be has kinyan in the suin of chuppah, but it's not a maise chuppah. So maybe that's why the Rambam held that will be also lovely of the Yisra Arusa. Yeah. What is the din? Omar Rabbi. So now we want to figure out what halacha is after Biya. She in the Suwa, she in the Rusa. Toshma. We learn Ta'ov Zakoi Bebitoi Bekidushel Bekesef Bishtar Bebiya. Zakoi b'mitziyoso, b'maisa yodeo, b'aforas nedoreo, u'mekabalas gito, ve'enei oichel peiris b'chayel. That's the schusim that a father has. Niseis. What happens if she became a nesua? Yes, all of Abal, so Abal, after Nesuyin, Abal is Maisi Yodeo, Tsiyoso, Aforis Nedoreo, is what the father has before, so he, after Nesuyin, the husband has this. Sheoichel Peiris Bechayel. So he also eats, but Nixte Maluk, he's the Schus of Nixte Maluk, that he is a Schus of Achilles Peiris under Nechosim that she Yarshin. That the father never has. That means if she yarshin may avi ima, she yarshin the pisazoi nechosim, the father doesn't have a schus achilas peiros. So it seems, till now we were speaking about erisin. Nisais, what is the din? If she became a nesua, yes, over a bar, she'll chepes bechaya. Ketoni bia, or ketoni nisais. So we see klar that bia makes edison. So the Gemara says, ki ketoni nisais ha-shara. It means by ketoni kesev shtar bia, so nisais by kesev shtar. So it's no gaya. Zot Rashi. Bia edison, I say, mekadish be bia, mi hava hach bia ke nesuin. Gilsha Baila min ha'erisin. She sees an Arusa, and Arusa is still Bershus Avia. Ba'oida Naira, she's not a boygris. So Memele, then is the father's Makabal again. So that means, L'cheira, let's be Medaik from Rashi, but if she'll become a Nesue, so then she's Yotis on Bershus Avia, then the father can't be Makabal again. If she becomes a boygris, then the father can't be Makabal again. He says, only Makabal again when she's an Arusa and a Naira. Yeah. Peiris min echosim hanoifn lo mi beis abi ima k'toni k'dushe bia oda toni niseis alma bia lav nisui novdi susiklo bia doesn't make nisui ki toni niseis ashara a kesef ishtar ein noisin nisui alma bia loil meimelof te nisui noisa. Zog Teisfus. Ome kabel es kito. Yesh le histapik. Im yochel ho'ov le kabel get le bitoy ktano mishenises. Teisfus all of a sudden has a suffix, which we really have to understand the suffix. Nachs mer abe kevege bin zan arashi in yevomis arashi says it does help. It's not like arashi. But I say as a suffix that if a father can be mekabel a get, mi bita ktana mishenises, which is a very difficult thing to understand what the suffix is. I mean, she's not bershusay anymore. Then after the son says yatsusa bershusay. Kamoisha time, this Taisa would never have a suffix if she'll become a boigres after Erison. It's zikha can be mekabel again. So what's the difference between the suin and boigres? Aba al koponem, that is tais v'safik. Menire le meiri harav rab yitzot, the mishani says, ein hav yocha le kabel aget, vafili ikram. No, you can't be mekabel aget, after the suin, she's out of his rishus. And he bought a raya from a Yerushalmi. Mahod is nam be Yerushalmi be Meseches Trumis be Perikhes. Och is nam hosam. Ha isha shahoisa echeles betruma. A woman was eating truma. She was an Ashes Kayin. She's a Bas Yisrael. She's an Ashes Kayin. She's eating truma. Va amrula. She's eating truma. Va amrula. They knock on the door and they tell her, Meis Bailach. Your husband died. A gil shech. Or he gave you a get. So bekitzer, so what's anegei alonu is that when she was eating trume, she was not married anymore to her the husband, the kohen. He died or he gave her a get. So he says the whole shailov shall pay kerem b'chaimish. That's anegei alonu. I mean, azor that eats trume b'shoigik pays kerem b'chaimish. The shailov is about her. That's the shailov. About Kaponim, that's the Medubar in the Yerushalmi, but it's not Negeya us too much. But let's go further. V'chein ha'evet, sh'yoichel betrume, and also they told an Eviknani, and then they came, they told Eviknani, you know, the was Meshachayu, and he was eating trume, he wasn't an Evet Koyim. Rabbi Lazar mechayev kerem b'chaimish, Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Okay, so the what's negei and hilchis trumis is a machlekes tanoim
if she pays Keren v'chaymish like a zo, or she's better than a zo. V'kamar alo b'gmore, but the Gemara wants to go and delve into a different problem. Niche meis beilech. Oh, this case of meis beilech is a very good case. That means she was eating tumah. The story is understandable. She was eating tumah, and the husband died, and she was unaware of it, and they come and informed her. So that's how this came about. She was eating tumah. She thought her husband had a life expectancy till 120, and he died by 36. So, well, I mean, she didn't know about it, so she was eating tumah. Fine. Aber Girsheh. But what's the story by Girsheh? She's eating tumah, and we tell her your husband gave you a gift, and she doesn't know about it. How is it possible? Mila Yoda. Is Rabbanon Omrin ke Mishnah Rishon? It's going according to the Mishnah Rishon. The Mishnah Rishon holds in Subis, Chenaruse Bas Yisrael Oicheles Betrube, Vovio Mekabo Gita. So you make a whole Pekimta over here. According to the Mishnah Rishon, Naruse can eat Trume. And so Memela, she was eating Trume according to the Mishnah Rishon. And then the husband gave the get to the father. Yeah, so help me now, I have to talk about the Mishnah Rishon. So it's spoiled from the Yerushalmi. According to the Mishnah Achayne, the father can't take the get because she's a Nesue. According to Mishnah Achayne, only a Nesue eats Truma. So I can't say this it's about the father because the father can't get the get. The Rabbi Lazar, I'm afilotayme ke Mishnah Achayne. Tifta sha'amro loy, it's not talking about the father, it's talking about a shliach. She told the shliach, diskabali giti b'mokim pleini. She told them, go to mokim pleini and get the get. V'hoye loy la'aviyoy v'yud yomim. L'aviyoy is gematrei l'kabloy. That means he was supposed to be mekabel the get. It's a 10-day journey from where she is now to where he'll get the get. Umotza susrots, and he found a very quick horse. The Iviya, he was mekabel beheyomim. He was mekabel in heyomim, and she didn't know about it. So memela, so we see how the Yerushalmi was looking for a case. Because the Yerushalmi had a problem. She made a shliach, so she know how was she eating tumah. She knows she made a shliach, so made a kimta, because it takes 10 days to get there. Then all of a sudden, he found the concord, and he got there earlier. I mean, Abba Al-Kaponim, Episazay, we said, Mr. Yishalmi, Vahashta mi de dochik, look me, to Mishnah Achoinach, and Shama Tiskabo, but look at Lobin Shenisays, she ktana, vaviyah mekabal as gita, why didn't say a portion of the Zach? That she had, according to Mishnah Achoinach, there was Nesuin, and the father can take the get. Mashma de Mishenisays, afki hi ktana, in vaviyah mekabal gita. So we see Klo from the Yishalmi that after Nesuin, the father can be mekabel the get, so that's why the Yerushalmi had problems. So how did this occur that she got get without being aware that she's get? So that's why the Yerushalmi had to say, or the Mishnah Rishon, or the Mishnah Chayne, was that shliach who found the susrot. Zok the Gemara weiter. So the Cheshik Shleimer says, Pshat, there's a problem over here. How can it be speaking about a Ketana? It means she got a get when she was a Ketana, and when she was eating it, that was 10 days ago, and she was eating it when she became a Gedol in between. That's what the Cheshik Shleimer says, Pshat, in Tosfos. Tosfos says, from the Yerushalmi we see that in Fulu, the father, she's a Ketana, and the father took the get, it's not Shaykh after Nisun. So the case would be that the father took the get when she was a ketane, and then she became a gedola, and then she was eating truma. So that's the shaila of if she's mechayev keren v'chemish. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Toshma. So now we want to be poshet the shaila if be eiris and oisa and asu and oisa. Toshma Mashole Shonim Yemechot Miskadeshes Bibiyim. Vimba, yeah, she's not, now here we're going to have a whole Mishnah about the unique halachas that apply to a bas shalosh shanim yemechad. She's a bas bia already, so all dine bia apply to her. Number one, miskadeshes bebia, which will be kadesh bebia, it's koheza teres bia. Number two, vimba leo yavam kana. Before talking about Kedushin Eris, and now talking about Yibum. Now we're talking about if someone was Mizanu with her. So he's Chayvah Seishishish, it's called a Biya Seishishish. Number four, if she's a Nida, Umetame as Boyalo, so like this, a Boyal Nida has the same Chaymer of Tume that she has. It's like she's Tomei 7 days, he's also Tomei 7 days. It's not like a Maganida. A Maganida is Tomei 1 day, and it's after Tefillah and Erev Shemesh, it becomes Toyer. Metame is Boyla, but here's the din of a Boyal Nida, because she's a Bas Bia after 3 years, and number one. And number two, Letame Mishkav Tachtin Ke'elyen. That a Boyal Nida, the Mishkav Tachtin, of a boyal nida is a rishin letume, that means it's a tumis mishkov by a boyal nida, which is not by all tmeim, but the tachtoinai of a boyal nida is kelyoinai shel zov. That means a zov, if there's 10 sheets lying on top of him, so they become like a rishin letume, they don't become an avatume. Tachtoinai shel zov becomes an avatume. It's metame kalim, the other, and the yoinai shows off as a rishon letumah. So here it says the tachtoinai of a boyal nida is kel yoinai shows off. It's a rishon letumah. But as a nigei long, but as a teres bia, and ve'im niseis lekayim. What if she married a kayim? A cheles betumah. She eats tumah, because I says, Dafka Nesua eats tumah, so when this is Lakai, Nechel is betumah. Vim bole echot mikol arayi shebetayre, no mosim al yodo, so it's a bia, that she's chay. Vihi pture, she's pote, she's a la bas onshin. Vim bole echot min apsulim, a mamzer, a nosin, an eved, Paslo minaktune, paslo minakune, paslo so. Fine. So this is the Mishnah. Ketani bia, or ketani niseis. Now here we're talking about bia, miskadeshes bebia, then it says, ve'im niseis lekoyen, she eats trume. So we see klal that bia, you can't tell me what you told me before Ashari. He were only talking about Kedushin bia. And miskadesh is bia, ve'im nisei seicheles betuma. Tani b'tai nisei, so Moshe Zohi kama, ihani nisu in the koyaninu eicheles betuma. What does it mean? It means if the husband that we're speaking about was a koyan, That means im niseis lekayin. That means if the husband was a kayin, it's a chelos betrum. But so could be being the suinais. Zot Rashi. Miskadeshes bebiye midasov. If she's a bas sholei shanim v'yaymechot. That means she's a ktan. She's a lav bastas midasov. If it's midasa of, so why dafke ba shalishan v'yemechot, avu pochis mikam, kenoisin etzpa ba'ayin veine bia. Less than 3 years, it doesn't have a shame bia. So memele, so she's not miskadeshes, because it's not a maisa bia. Kona, vimbole yovom kona, vimroitze lo heitzio, meitzio beget. If he wants to be Maitziah begin. He says, the Pashtus you could learn. What is Rashi saying over here? Let's just appreciate what Rashi is saying. Rashi is very depressing. The Mishnah says Kona, that she became his wife. Rashi all of a sudden is suggesting, if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. I mean, who's thinking about giving her a get? I mean, we just said Kona, it was Kona. If he wants to give her a get, give her a get. I mean, please. That's not the... So the Poshet Ivre in Rashi wants to say something. So Poshet, you can say Pshat as follows. Like this, the klal is that other Achroinim say Pshat and Posik, they see your Eishes Hameis Achutza Le'isha, that Eishes Hameis, that died without children, she's not allowed to get married. Why is she not allowed to get married? Because she's still married to the mace. Lysia Aishas HaMace. She's the wife of the mace. And the Torah is machadish to us that even though all the time Mrs. Habal is a mater, but here, if he died without children, so she's still an Aishas HaMace. Good, there's no Kores, there's no Chenik, but there's still issues here. Lysia Aishas HaMace, Achutza Lysa. Yevama yava yalel ulekoch aloyle isha. Now she becomes before Kozman, before Yibum, she's married to the mace. But after Yevama yava lekoch aloyle, now she becomes the wife of the yava. Now the Gemara in Yevamis era hava mina that after Yibum she still needs chalitza. I have a mina the Gemara in Yevamis. Salka daikmin adayim yibumim rishayinim ala hamadloy malakoch ala lisha kibin shalok hanasis ke ishtar lachol dava malamit shemegar shemeget. And Rashi says vein etzricha chalitza. He says, so the Gemara era hava mine that the issues of the mace only becomes nitka with chalitza. That's how you mafki the issues of mace. So after yibum most you need issues of mace.
And the Gemara brings a pasuk, "Lekocha loy leisha, kiven shalokcha nasas ki ishtoi lechol dava." That you don't need chalitza on the ishus hameis. The yavam takes over the ishus completely, so therefore you don't need chalitza megarsha beget. Therefore, a get is sufficient. You don't need chalitza anymore. So lechayre, that is the ivre in Rashi. Rashi says, Imbole Yavam Kono, he was Kainahar. That means it was Lokocha Loilisha. Now she's his wife completely. She's no more the Aces Hamesh. Vimloitza Loitzio, that's like Kono. Vimloitza Loitzio, Maitzio Beget. Now he can give a get, you don't need Chalit. So that's the Poshet, the Pshat. And Rashi wants a snapshot in the Kono, that it's Nasus Kishtei Lacholdova, Shemegar Shemeget. V'chayovin aler mishumeishis ish. In kibul bo avio kiddushin. If the father was mekabel kiddushin, so he chayv al tzeishis ish. V'tamez boilok she nida shivis yomin kiddushi v'ti nidosa olok. V'tami mishkav tachtin ke'el yayin she'oise boilo b'moisha v'mishkav. He has a tumas moisha v'mishkav afilu esa matzois. Even though there's 10 sheets, avol loy liyois ova tume le tame odom vekelim, but the mishkov is not an ova tume le tame odom vekelim, ki mishkov is shoni da atzma, elo le tame oichlo no mashkin. The mishkov of a boy will need is a rishin le tume, so it's only me tame oichlo no mashkin that goes to losheni. Kel yoyni shal zov, achein meforish lo, b'meseches nida. That's by a baskimu. Avol pchusa mi ba shalei shonim eino metame es boyolo elo tumas erech kenege baum if she's a pchusa mi ba shalei shonim, so doesn't have a teres be so me meile so there's no tumas, it said only a tumas erev and then there's no din tumas mishka mamoisha nisei slakain kus hagdaif is nixta lachupa lenisuin echeles betrume. That's pshat. So Rashi had a kasha. So if that's the story, so why do you need going that
we are going that speaking about a bas gimel. I need a bas gimel for chuppah. Aber b'chusse mi bas gimel shonim ein chuppasa machilosa hoyo vein biyosa biyo. He says the Gemara held that kinyan chuppah is totally in a bas biyo. So memeila need chibas biyo. So memeila, so if there's no, she's a la bas biyo, she's la bas chuppah. Vehi pture lefishein abas onsh. Ihani nesuin, hain miskadeshes bebid etan bereishe, ilakoin abo echeles petum.
Zog toises, let us see toises. Vachayoven alea mishameishes ish. Perish akuntres, im kibol bo avia kedushi. He says, that's the third case here, that Hayom no mishmeish shishim kibol v'yekidush. V'yesh litmoya, amai itzterich v'chayov nalea mishmeish shish. V'akton yiseifim v'ole echod mikol ha'raye shebetoire m'mosim al yodo. It says, all ha'rayes, v'yesh shish v'chlal, k'ilmuch ha'peg ben tzoire moira. Afilu behemah, kidisapekdal misis. I mean, the hezah teres bi, afilu gabi, she was nirbas from a behemah. Shmaitu the takola v'kolin. So why do you need here a new bovin? Now, just a small maimah hamuzga. We had learned yesterday that hera machloikis, Rabbi Yoshiya and Rabbi Yonason, we darshan from a posik or meisa gam shneim achiyu shneim shovin. So Rashi said pshat shneim shovin is means that both have to be b'nei onshin. That's a Rashi lom pshat. And that's what Rabbi Yoshi holds, and Rabbi Yonason holds or meisa yishlo vadoi, that even though she's a la bas onshin, but if he's a bas onshin, he's a baronshin, he gets misa. So Tosfos asked Akash and Rashi, how could you say that you have to be, shoved beans have to be, both have to be b'nei onshin? Tosfos asks from this Mishnah which we're learning now, it says, so you see that both of them don't have to be b'nei onshin. So he says, there's no such cloud that both of them be b'nei onshin. So they said, others say it goes according to Rabbi Yonason. It's a doichik going according to Rabbi Yonason. So Rabbi Moshe, according to Rashi, this problem that Tosfos has over here, and that the problem which we mentioned yesterday is Alts Verempfert. That means as follows. This halacha, you need shneim shovin, was said by Eishes Ish. This din, that Meisu gam shneim, is speaking of the Boal Eishes Ish. That's what it's speaking about. By Eishes Ish, there's a din of shneim shovin. By Boal Achoisoi, there's ichen no such din. The whole machlokes Rabbi Yoshiya and Rabbi Yonason, if you need shneim shovim b'nei onshim, you don't need shneim shovim b'nei onshim. This whole machlokes was only said by Abu Aleishus Ish. That's where the machlokes is. So meisha gam shneim. So memele. So it's not a doichik at all. It fits in like a glove. Forget, it says here two halachas. First it says, v'chayom nalem v'shameishas ish. Then it says, v'kol harayis m'mosim ha'yodah. So he says, why does it say both? He says, sure, because he wants to tell you two did it. V'kol harayis m'mosim ha'yodah, that has nothing to do with the machlekes Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonis. So there, he p'ture, and he gets misa. And he wants to say that, I hold like Rabbi Yonis. That afilu mishumeishes ish is v'chayom mishumeishes ish because he holds like Rabbi Yonason. That's how that could be the way Rashi wanted for him for Tosfos kasha. Tosfos for some reason does not like this. So Meir Tosfos is a problem over here, and Tosfos asked the kasha and Rashi. from the previous Gemara.